It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th hole. I'm your host, Michael Williams, bringing you the best of the best of the best in golf and golf lifestyle. Today's episode is going to be one of my best because it was certainly one of my favorites to actually do. We have a couple of guys on the show who represent the very best in golf, and I mean have done it for a long time, and they're still working at it to bring golf as a destination and as a sport, as a thing to do, bring that to you in a better, a more enjoyable way. And I couldn't be more excited about having them on. Joining us first is a guy who I have known for some time, Gilles Gagnon, who is now the, what do they have his title as? The Golf Director Emeritus at Casa de Campo. Casa de Campo is one of the names in golf destinations. It's one of those ones that everybody knows. So many people have been there. So many people still want to go. There are people who have been there before who want to go back. People who haven't been there before who have it on their bucket list. And to say that you've been on bucket lists for about 60 years is quite something. But that's what they have done there at Casa de Campo. And Gilles is going to tell us a little bit about the history of the game, some of the people that have played there, and the fantastic things they are doing in golf and in other things. It is just a one-of-a-kind destination. I couldn't recommend it more highly. So I'm so happy to have Gilles on right now to talk about that particular place, Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. Also joining me is someone who I'm so honored to have on the show. He's accomplished so much in the game. When you talk about putters, when you talk about equipment, that is Vikash Senyal, who is currently the managing partner at Chamber Putters. And the Chamber putter is one that has just emerged into the golf world. But believe me, if any past performance is an indicator of Vikash and what he's done with other companies, believe me, these companies, this putter is going to be something that you're going to see again and again and again and again on both professional tours and on your local track where you go. If Odyssey Golf and Never Compromise Golf mean anything to you in terms of performance for players, he's the guy behind those two companies. So trust me when I say that Chamber Putter is going to be something that's going to be out there and it's going to be successful for a long time. And I just can't wait to talk to him about the technology of it, the practical use of it, and how it can make us better players, which is really what this whole thing is all about. Again, you can hear it in my voice. I am so excited for this show. It's going to be a great one. So why don't you, for yourself, go get yourself a cold beverage and a crunchy snack. Get yourself comfortable because this is going to be a good one, baby. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Michael Williams, 19th hole.
Hi, Michael. This is Barbara Nicholas. You've got a great voice. We love hearing what you have to say, and we wish you the best for many years.
Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. Thank you for having me. I get to travel to a lot of different places, and I'm very grateful for it. It has just really, I guess, sort of focused my golf appreciation by getting a chance to travel to some of these golf-centric places in the world and discover how much they care about making you have a good time, making sure that you enjoy yourself, making sure that you have the best golf experience, the best overall experience that you can possibly have at their place. And I would say maybe the first to do that is Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. It is quite simply one of the best resorts. Forget golf, one of the best resorts in the world. When you add golf, it just adds that much more pleasure, that much more appreciation of what they do and how they do it. Their golf down there is literally second to none. Joining me now is somebody who knows all about that. He's been at that course for so long. He is the golf director emeritus at Casa de Campo, still working there, but he has a great title, golf director emeritus. Please welcome my good friend, Gilles Gagnon. Gilles, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you, buddy?
Michael, thank you very much for having me. I'm doing great. It's 85 degrees in the DR and everything's perfect.
What? That is ridiculous. Why am I not doing this show live from there? Okay, we'll talk to somebody about that. That's nuts. Because I'm sitting here in D.C. It's okay here in D.C., but it's nothing like that. So next time we do this face-to-face, okay? Agreed? Can we just get that agreement?
100%. I'm all for it.
Done. Okay. So let's move past my bitterness and into the greatness that is the story of Casa de Campo. You know it better than anybody. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of Casa de Campo, when it got started, and what the defining principles were for Casa de Campo when it first got started?
Well, in 1968-69, somebody here at the time that the company was owned by Gulf and Western, they wanted somebody to come and do a golf course here, and they recruited Pete Dye, and they were going to do a golf course around Santo Domingo, around the airport. And Pete says, I didn't really like the land there. He says, what about, do you have anything else? And then they put him in an helicopter and flew him around the area here in La Romana. He saw the land there where the tee to the dog is. And so they built a golf course and opened around 1970. And, people, I mean, it was, obviously middle of nowhere. People were landing in Santo Domingo. They had to take a 2-hour bus ride, through those, just a one-way each side road to get here. It was like about 2 hours. And there was a few donkeys on the road and chicken and, people wanted to come and see this amazing golf course, on the coast with 7 holes on the ocean, which was at that time, I think it was the only golf course in the world that had that many holes on the ocean. So, and then eventually, they sold and the Van Hool family bought the property. And, after in 74, we hosted the World Amateur and also built, opened the Links golf course, which is, really right next to each other, but it's a more of an inland and golf course with about 5 holes around man-made lakes up there, but it's a wonderful golf course. So that's basically how it got started. And then when the Van Hool family bought it, then we start, we built another course, La Romana Country Club. And then in 2003, we did Dive 4. And after that, we built another 9 and at La Romana. So now we have 90 holes of golf, to make a long story a little shorter. And, and basically it was a little bit around the Altos de Chavon, where it was an artisan village up there that the daughter of Mr. Bluedorn was really loved. She was an artist and decided to build this thing up there, which was built by a set designer from Paramount Picture. His name was Copa. Hmm. And so, there's so much history, I could go on and on and on, but the only thing I can tell you, it's a long way from where it was when I got here in 1980. I can assure you that.
Well, I mean, this is all fascinating to me because I know a little bit about the history of the property, but to get specific about the history of golf is really kind of a story in and of itself. And I'm going to ask you, has a book ever been done about Casa de Campo golf?
We've been talking about this. Jason Kachek, who's the vice president of sales and marketing and a brilliant guy, has done an amazing job here. We've been talking about that, about, putting a book together and, getting a little more history and, obviously some accurate facts that could be in that book. Some of the picture in the old days with the sugar mill and, basically we were a sugar mill. I mean, that's what it is. That's how it started is from a sugar mill standpoint. And it still is. We still have, the sugar mill still here in La Romana, one of the biggest in the world. And, so we discussed it. So, one of these days I'll make a decision. We kind of lost a little bit of history when Pete passed away and sure. I'm 77 right now. So, they might have to make a move pretty quickly so we don't lose some more history that I might be the only one that remember. I think I'm the only one left around here really that still work here from the old days.
That's really kind of fascinating. And we should get that done later today because you are such a repository of history. There's so many stories that are around Casa de Campo, and it's something that you can feel when you go there. You can feel some of the people that have been there. You can feel the presence of those ghosts of those guys. And I'll just name a couple. I don't know if you're allowed to name them, but I know for a fact that Frank Sinatra was a guy who used to come there. And I was there when Derek Jeter was there. I know he had a place there. Casa de Campo is a resort for the stars. Are there any names you can name? Are you allowed to even talk about some of those folks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I played with both President Bush. I played with Clinton. I played with, Sean Connery was around here.
Wow.
We've had Robert Redford, the Prime Minister of Canada. Jean Chrétien was here, Rodriguez, they call him A-Rod, was here a bunch of times.
He's Dominican,
A-Rod. And actually, my daughter went to University of Miami. One of my daughter went to University of Miami, and she used to play golf with him all the time. They're actually a pretty good friend. So, there's been some, the stars. And in the old day, probably before I was here, when Paramount Picture was their base. They have many meetings here, and I'm sure Michael Eisner actually, when he ran Disney, he was here originally when 1980, I guess he was more like a gopher for Mr. Blue Dorn at the time. So
crazy,
there's some amazing history, and it's the Van Hool family have taken this place and invested so much in their. And their money, obviously, their time, their energy, and they want this place to be very special, and it is. I can assure you. After 40, I've been here 45 years, and it is a special place.
Indeed, I will second that motion. We're talking to the golf director emeritus at Casa de Campo, Gilles Gagnon, here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host and Sherpa. So we talked a little bit in general terms about the golf courses, especially the two that I think bring the most people to the property, which are Teeth of the Dog and To Die For. Let's talk about those courses because I know that they've undergone some renovations over the course of the last couple of years. Well, let's start with Teeth of the Dog, which is maybe one of the most recognizable properties in the world. What are some of the defining characteristics of that course, and what kind of repairs or renovations have been done over the last couple of years?
Well, we closed the golf course in January 20th this year, and we reopened it December 6th. And basically, we burn all the grass, change all the grass and the fairways and the greens and the tees. Redid all the bunkers. And Jerry Pate, was hired. He was a friend of Pete Dye, and he was close to him. And, he came down, he came here, and basically it was a promise that, we were going to keep the golf course at Pete Dye Golf Course, and the renovation was to upgrade, upgrade the golf course. It got to be a little old, this golf course was built on coral basically. And we only had a couple inches of topsoil on it. So it got to the point it was really hard, and it was tough to grow grass in the fairway, and the green got smaller, they mow, and all of a sudden you lose a couple inches, and the next thing you lose 20% of the green, the bunkers, all the equipment, or the people rake, they come out from the front. And so now since we've got the new Pass Palom grass and that we've reopened, it's absolutely gorgeous. The holes are framed through the beautiful bunkers that, we put back in that were kind of like have gotten really bad. So the experience now is so different and so much better. It's still seven holes on the ocean, and nothing has changed much. Some of the tees, people ask, why are those tees there? Well, they were there originally, so we put them back there. So, it's been a great, it's been a long time, to have that golf course closed, but the company decided to bite the bullet. And believe it or not, we still had a wonderful year, a record year, actually, the Tee to the Dog close.
Well,
now, Dive 4 is a little... So I'm sorry. Dive 4 is a little different. We change things a little bit once in a while. It's not been as big as renovation, but we try to grow a little bit of rough in a couple places to kind of keep the ball from running off into the to the jump, basically, you know, like an example, 18, you know, it's a big slopey fairway that goes right to left. And, you know, if you hit the ball a little left, the ball would run all the way down and would get in the high grass there. So we grew a little, you know, a little more grass there to hold the ball, to make it a little more playable. That's the way, because the wind blows up there. You know, it's a little windier, and the big fairways, big greens, but, you know, people say, oh, wow, those fairways are really wide. And all of a sudden the winds start to blow and they start missing them. So, yeah. You know, so, but you know, everything they do, you know, we did a pro shop up there. We had a, you know, you had to go through Altos to get the sign in type of thing. So we did a new pro shop up there, and, you know, all the experience. We have a new driving range that we, you know, we did up there and upgraded the tees, changed the grass, and added some benches and, you know, all the everything to make the experience much better. And I think we've been pretty successful at it.
It sounds like it. And I know it from a personal experience playing the two courses. And they're very different, the courses, the Seaside course and the Die For. But they both have this combination of fun and challenge. And you that's what you want when you go to a resort experience. You want challenge, but you also want to feel that fun, that enjoyment from making a good shot. And it gives you plenty of opportunities to do both of those things. And both of them have been award-winning courses. I know Teeth of the Dog has won many awards and accolades, right?
Yeah, and you know, Pete Dye and Alice, you know, they work very close together.
Yes.
And the thing that we have here, let's say, the forward tee, for examples, are very reasonable. So, you know, the lady golfers can come in and hit the ball, and they don't have to go and hit driver, three wood, and an iron to get on the green. So if I'm playing with my wife, for example, who's about 12, 13 handicap, if I'm playing from the tees that I belong and she does from the forward tee, we're going to end up pretty much at the same type of iron to get on the green. So she can get on the green. If I can get there with a 7-iron, she's pretty much able to do the same thing from where she played from. And, you know, and people, it's amazing how they, you know, the links is fabulous for that. And it's, you know, it's not very long, but the, you know, the greens, you got to hit the right shots. But, you know, that's the genius of, you know, both of them working together and making golf fun. So if you played, I mean, you could go all the way back now. I think we're up to about 7,600 yards from the back tees. And then you could go all the way up front, and it's probably about 51 or something, you know. So you got multiple tees you can play from, but the challenge the same, you know, because you play back. If you're driving at 300 yards and somebody drives at 210, well, you know, if you play the proper tees, you're going to end up having the same challenge. You know, the green's still the same, and you still have to hit the nice shot and, you know, and things like that. So it's, and, you know, in Die Four, you know, it used to be very different how people liked it. Now it's like 55-45. 55% prefer Tee to the Dog, 45% think Dive's better. So, you know, so it's a great combination. Then we have the links that is so underrated. It's a wonderful golf course. And you know, people play and they, well, because like you said, the Teeth and Die Four are the recognized name. So, you know, you put them on the links and they say, well, you know, I don't know if I'll, and then, you know, I don't know if I want to play it. Can I? And then they go play and they go, wow, that's a nice golf course.
Wow.
So we have three very different golf courses. We also have a private club, La Romana Country Club, that, you know, that Pete built. And yeah, I can never remember. I think it was 1980 something. I think we did it. But, you know, we have 27 holes there. And it's just, you know, it's a good golf course and a good members club. So, yeah, 90 holes of golf. I mean, where can you find? And it's all different. You know, I mean, it's ocean, up on the hills with Die Four, overlooking 300 feet above the river. Then you go La Romana, which is more of an inside golf course, like more like a Florida golf course, but we're a little wide. Pete wanted wider fairway. And then the links, you know, again, you got 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 that are right around playing around lakes. So it's a very, very different challenge on every single golf course. And, you know, there's not too many places you could do that. And the weather, like I told you, it's 85 degrees and sunny right now with just a little breeze. I'm kind of making you even feel worse now. I know. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I play golf every afternoon. I work in the morning. I still do bring a lot of people. So I'll organize a lot of events and tournaments. And about 1:30, I usually go out there and play a little golf. And it's, you know, people say, where are you going to retire? I said, well, I don't want to retire. Where are you going to go? I said, man, I live in paradise. Where am I going to go?
I'm not leaving here. I hear that. And excuse me while I wipe away my tears again with the 83 degrees. That is just absolutely killing me. You know, with a new group of golfers that's come into golf after the pandemic, you have this whole cohort of millions and millions of players who are coming in not only to play the game, but for the experience that's based on golf, or includes golf as a feature. I call it golf and. And I think that Casa de Campo, being one of the earliest golf resorts, is probably perfect for this group of people because it's not just golf. You have championship golf. You have spectacular golf, as you were just describing, but you also have spectacular lodging. You have so many things to do, so many places to eat. I mean, Casa de Campo is kind of built for this new golf cohort, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, Casa de Campo is built on 7,000 acres. I mean, when I got here, we had like about 150 villas. Now we're over 2,500 homes.
Wow.
But, we have tennis. Now we have pickleball. We have padel. You know, have horses. You know, we have a great ranch. You have polo. You got one of the best shooting center in the world, you know, with all kinds of different, you know, and activities. You got fishing. We have, like, in February, we're like one of the best places in the world for blue marlin fishing. And we just spent, I think it was $3 or $4 million on the spa that, believe it or not, I haven't been even through the front door, but my wife's been there. And she said that every place she's been in different spa, this is as good as it gets. So, you know, there's, and like you talk about the restaurant, you know, we have a restaurant that's at the, we have a marina, by the way, a huge marina that, you know, we have a bunch of restaurants there. We have the restaurant at Altos de Chavon. We have a concert. Maroon 5s are actually coming in May 1st. They're going to be here.
Wow.
You know, then you talk about Frank Sinatra. I was there at the opening in 1982. You can actually search it. There was a concert of the Americas. And that's when Frank Sinatra was here and opened the place. So, you know, there's so many. And, you know, even if you come with your wife, you know, and you come bring the wife with me, you know, here and stuff, I go play golf where she can go to the beach. We have a nice little beach there. You know, it's very safe. You don't have undercurrent. You know, there's a beach club. We have things for kids there. We have two or three pools that two pools actually have kids. We have food trucks, you know, and the people can be on the beach there. And so that the adult can separate a little bit. They can go to the beach club, which is adult only during the day. So, you know, so it's, you know, everything, the room we just built, there's premier room now, the premier junior suite that we have 63 of those, absolutely wonderful, wonderful room. And we have a little place where they check in, a little different area with a bar and, you know, they call the premier club. So, you know, it's, and every year you continue to improve. You know, there's always an improvement. You know, they're always looking to do something different.
Yeah.
You know, in the future, I think we're thinking about, the pro shop and the area there is very old. I think I did that after, built it about 3 or 4 years after I got here. So it's getting, you know, it's getting old, but it's still beautiful. You sit behind the 9th green, you're up, you know, above, and you look down to 9th fairway, 9, 18 green, and the ocean right there. So, you know, it's really hard to beat. I can't think of and I've traveled quite a bit, and I don't want to sound like I'm so prejudiced on being Casa de Campo, but I'll tell you what, there's, I'd like to see a better place. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing, you know, resort and community.
I think that's the word to use. It's a community. It's a feeling that you become a part of when you go there. You really feel like you're a part of something. And you get into it and you don't want to leave. And for people who have been there and want to get back there, or who haven't been there before and want to get the experience, what's the website where they can go for more information?
Okay, so you go to www.casadecampo, which is casadecampo.com, but also .do, David Olive. That will get you to the website. And then you could look at you go to golf. You could see all the tournaments that we have. We have couples tournament. We have a bunch of pro-ams. We have all kinds of different activities that, you know, they put on the website. And you could also reserve your, put your reservation. But also the thing that, you know, that's what I do now is we have a few other salespeople that we customize things. You know, it's like, we're not like you go and you say, oh, I want to play this many rounds on this course, or I want to go to this restaurant. And, you know, I want to stay four nights. That's about the average. People these days, a lot of people stay four or five nights. And so we customize it. So that's what I do. I sit there and there'll be, you know, 12 guys that want to come on a buddy trip and they want to stay instead of rooms. We have beautiful villas and homes there and here. And we, you know, four bedrooms, five bedrooms. And so all individual, a private pool and maid service. And so, you know, we customize. I think that's the difference with a lot of resort where you go in and you buy a package and that's it. You know, here, man, they can, you know, reach out to me and then I'll put something together like that for them to see, you know, what they might want to do, what they might not want to do, because, you know, a lot of time you buy a package and it's, that's it. You're doing what they're, what it is, you know, there's no deviation. So we customize, we're very, very big in customizing your experience here.
I just think you are the perfect emissary for this. You're the perfect representative. And I can't wait to get back there. And thank you so much, Yul, for taking the time to do this. I know you're busy with the multitude of guests that you have there, but thank you for taking this time. And please feel free to come back here on this show when you have something new to talk about, because there's always something new at Casa de Campo.
Well, Michael, I thank you very much for having me. And, you know, I listen to you very, very, very often. And a lot of time when I'm working, I'm just putting your, I'm putting you on there. So you keep me company while I do some packaging, you know, for people and try to welcome the people at Casa de Campo. So thank you very much.
You are so welcome, sir. I am humbled. Thank you so much. That is Gil Gagnon, the golf director emeritus at Casa de Campo. And, you know, as he was speaking, there are a couple of things that struck me. Number one, he's just, as much as he praised that property, he is still being humble and he is still underplaying it. The place is absolutely spectacular. It's not just a resort. It really is an experience. And that's if you're at the height of luxury or you're going there for the first time, you have a family and you want to take care of how you're spending money, they can accommodate a range of travelers and a range of experiences for you, all of them special. And the other thing that it occurs to me is that even after all of this time, they are still changing. They're still growing. They're still improving after all this time. And to me, that signifies that there is a culture there that is not attached to one person. It's attached to the place. It's attached to all the people that come in there and work there and make that place something special, something that creates memories that you're going to want to share and is going to make other people come back there. So really, I'm so grateful for Gil to come on and have that be part of the new season, something for you to think about for your next golf experience. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have a lot more golf and other stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. There are a lot of names. You know, you see the professional golfers, and they win all the accolades, all the awards. They get all the magazine coverage and all that good stuff. But I happen to know, I've been a witness to the fact that there are so many people who are integral to those players' success. So many people behind the scenes, behind the cameras, that make golf and golfers what the game is, practically, not only for the golfers that are on the tour, but the golfers that are everyday players who just want to make one better shot, want to do one better than they did last time, a better putt, make a longer putt. There are so many of those names, and my guest today is one of those names. You know some of his products, but he is such a humble guy that you don't really know his name, but I think he is one of the most influential people in the game today, and he has come out with a new product that is, I think, once again, going to change, maybe even revolutionize the game. Please welcome the managing partner of Chamber Putter, Vikash Sanyal. Vikash, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the 19th hole.
Hey, Michael. Great to talk to you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. And I don't think that I overstated it when I allude to the fact that you may be one of the most influential people involved in the game of golf over the course of the last couple of decades. And it's not an overstatement, because you just look at the things that you have done. You are one of the founders of Odyssey Golf. You are one of the founders of Never Compromise Golf. And while everybody in golf knows those names, only a few know your name. And I just wanted to ask you, I guess, first, how does that feel? Are you okay with that? Do you feel okay with the fact that people know the names of those products and the people who have won millions of dollars using them, but you know, you still got to pull out your ID when you go to a place?
No, I mean, I'm thrilled, because it's never about me. It's always fun. And you know what, you know, I think that as I look back at my career, you're super kind to give me credit for these things. And I like to believe that I contributed, but I was really blessed to just be part of great teams. I mean, the Odyssey team that we had, you know, with Michael Magerman and Brad Adams, Brian Pond, you know, it was really an amazing group that started that company. And of course, Jim Flood, who was the founder of Aldila and then invented the graphite shaft.
Yes.
We were literally the bad news bears of the golf industry. And one of the things I like to say is that one of the reasons why we succeeded was that we were too stupid to know that we were supposed to fail. So we just kept going. And I was really, when I was young, I mean, when we started Odyssey, I think I joined when I was 23, you know? And so I was a baby right out of school, super immature, but it was just the right place, the right time. And but I look back at those memories and just can't help but smile. It was a time to learn. I mean, pretty much if you name who was the first person to do it at Odyssey, I was the guinea pig. So I was the first person to go out on tour, work with the players, you know, the advertising, public relations, you know, it was, you know, sales, demos, telemarketing, collections, you know.
Wow.
I mean, we had 24-hour sessions where we were building putters. And so it was an incredible time. And then of course, Never Compromise, you know, it was grand, very fun. We brought over many of the Odyssey people, and Never Compromise blew up quickly. Like, that Odyssey was the slowest overnight success ever. It took us really, you know, 5 years to get to where we wanted to, but Never Compromise really did well immediately. You know, we went up to, I think, almost 20% market share in just under 2 years.
Incredible.
And so we that was also great fun. But, you know, to answer your question, when you're doing these things, you can't be thinking about how does it make me look. You're going to fail if you do that. I mean, this whole time when we've been developing putters and trying to help golfers play better, help tour players win more tournaments, it's fun. I mean, it's fun trying to help people. And I was also super blessed that I had non-arguably the best two mentors you could have in the golf industry. Gary Adams, who started TaylorMade Golf, and Ely Callaway, who started Callaway Golf. And they really took me under their wing when I was a kid and formulated most of my product development, marketing, business philosophies. And they both had very different approaches, but they both, you know, really emphasize the same things, which are, if you're going to bring something new to the market, you know, make sure it's demonstrably better. Like, you can't be a little bit better if you're new. You have to be really create high standards for product development. And when I was doing the marketing for Odyssey and Never Compromise, you know, with the team, people used to give me way too much credit and be like, oh, you have this great marketing mind. And I'd always tell them I'm not a great marketing person. I'm a super insecure marketing person. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a product development person, because if I have the same product as somebody else and we have the same benefits, I don't think I can just be more clever and out-market you. It really starts with product development. You know, I need to have a product that's different and that nobody else has, and that's better and it's going to help golfers improve. If I have those two things, yes, I can market it well with a team and really make a positive impact for golfers.
I, All this is so fascinating. I can listen to you talking about this for hours. We have to do like a we got to do a dedicated podcast or something, because this is really fascinating. Sure. All the things that you've seen, the things that you've experienced. I'm going to ask you to do a comparison now between those times, the times of Odyssey Golf, Never Compromise, the state of the game then versus the state of the game now, because you have like this beautiful renaissance in the game of golf now, where so many people are coming into the game, and you had a lot of people coming into the game then. Do you see any similarities or stark differences between the two periods?
For sure. I mean, there's always similarities and there's always differences. And so the similarities, you know, people love golf. It's a great game. It's a healthy game. It's a game that allows you to, you know, test your body and your mind. And the beauty of that game, the settings, is never going to go away. And so I'm happy that the game is continuing to grow. And, you know, we're starting, you got to give a lot of credit to people like Tiger Woods who opened it up, made it more diverse. You know, we obviously have incredible respect for the women golfers in the world. That's a big part of what we're trying to do here at the Chamber. And, you know, we know how important it is that women love the game as well. And it needs to be a game that's inclusive of everybody. So, you know, we're happy for that. And that's one of the major differences, is that as you read the data on who's starting to play golf, it's much more diverse than it used to be. And that's just good for everybody. So, but you know, when you strip it down to its elements from a manufacturing standpoint, it's still the same. You know, what can you do to figure out a way to help golfers play better? And, you know, good putting, it really breaks down into two categories. There's the mechanical side of putting, and then there's the visual side of putting. And right now, there's so many great mechanical putters out there. So, you know, Labs on Fire, amazing job. I have so much respect for what they've done. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I still love and root for Odyssey. And Scotty Cameron's a friend. He makes incredible stuff. TaylorMade Spider. I mean, these are all incredible products. And but we're really happy because our new chamber putter, we're right with them in terms of the mechanical side. You know, if you people look at our putter and if they get it, they're going to see that we have tungsten weights on the bottom, and our tungsten weights they're heavy. They're like over 90 grams a piece. And if you look at the tungsten weights that are in most golf products, they're kind of in that 25 gram range each. And so these tungsten weights are almost four times heavier, which creates a higher MOI and more stability. So we really feel like we're right there from a mechanical standpoint, and the robotic testing we've done proves that. But the visual part is the foundation, because, you know, if you're not lined up properly, nothing else matters, you know. And the laser that we have on our product, which we'll get into later, it never lies. And so it kind of tells you where you're lined up, and it builds up this muscle memory for your eyes. But really, you know, the visual aspects of it are so important. And if you can line up properly, it flows into the rest of your game, because it removes doubt and it frees you up to make sure that your putting stroke is as good as it can be. And we all know, like, the biggest problem that people have on the putting green is their mind. And if you have a ton of thoughts going through your mind, it leads to bad strokes, you know, deceleration, which is a killer. You have to be committed to your line. And if you have confidence that you're lined up properly, you'll be more committed and you'll putt better. And so we are really trying to own the visual aspect of it. And we think we have a super fun, you know, creative way to do that.
We are, of course, talking to Vikash Sanyal, the managing partner of Chamber Putter, here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, still your host. All this is fascinating. I'm listening more like a fan now than as a host, and I apologize for that. But I want to get just directly, I had so many other directions to take this phone call, but I want to get directly into the mechanics of the Chamber Putter, because you've done so many amazing things with putters. The fact that you, it's significant to me, the fact that you think this is something special and something new. So if you could, I mean, you've gone into some technical details when you said 90 grams of what, 290 gram weights on the bottom of this putter. Is that correct?
There's actually three tungsten weights, but the two heaviest ones, yeah, they're over 90 grams, one on the heel, one on the toe. So it creates a very high MOI, and it just, we always challenge people, hit the putter anywhere you want to on the face. It doesn't matter. It rolls out the same distance. It may sound a little different, but in terms of performance, you're going to get that, you know, that consistency.
I mean, that is fascinating to me. I'm a little bit of a equipment geek as far as I'm concerned, but to hear those numbers are really something. And I think you can feel that when you pick up the putter, that MOI there is going to be very, very tangible to the golfer when he holds that putter in his hand. And the most striking part of the putter in the system is the laser that you have. Talk a little bit about that, how it was developed, and what was the intent for the golfer in terms of how he approaches putting, he or she approaches putting.
Yeah, well, I mean, the chamber putter has a system we call the ALOC system. Mm-hmm. And it's basically what it is. It's something that you could say has been in development for my entire career, just because I've learned every step. And when I was working with tour players at Odyssey, and, you know, I would still continue to those relationships and work with tour players and never compromise. And, you know, just actually had another little putter company called the Happy Putter, which we did some stuff with. And so, during all those days, I figured out that golfers' eyes are kind of like fingerprints. Everybody sees things just a little bit differently. And we actually had an optics specialist that did a bunch of research and never compromised. And she confirmed that for me. She said, yeah, you're absolutely right. She said, you know, some people can see color better. Some people can see black and white better. Some people can project lines better. Some people can project shapes better. So we used to incorporate that information as we worked with tour players. And I developed a really rudimentary test. I called it like a visual diagnostic test, where I would bring out different putters in the early days, and then eventually it turned into different guides. And basically we would figure out if players saw color better or black and white. And the way we would do it is we'd have them line up towards a target with a color guide and a black and white guide. And we would, once they said they were lined up, I would literally get down on my hands and knees and put a T against the face of the putter. And then we would back up. And we'd say, okay, you're lined up two cups to the right or a cup to the left. And then we'd keep kind of testing like this until we saw some trends develop. And that was the first step. After you figure out the color in the black and white, the next thing was, do you project lines better or do you project shapes better? And so it was a painful process, especially as I got older and my knees were more creaky to keep getting down. And so ultimately what happened was with the chamber putter, you know, we're really incredibly blessed with the team we have. So I'm the managing partner, but the two guys that I give a ton of credit to for this company are, one of them is Joe Barrow, who is probably the kindest person I've ever met in the golf industry. Joe is a legend. Joe Lewis Barrow is his full name. Joe Lewis Barrow Jr. He is a son of Joe Lewis, the boxer.
Yes.
Fascinating story. And he was the leader of the First Tee organization, which is one of the greatest organizations in the world for golf, bringing golf and life lessons to inner city children. And really everybody, but, you know, people who maybe didn't have the resources to play can now play and learn about the game. So Joe's incredible. He's our executive director. And then we have Ty Votaw, who's a legend in his own right. He's a former LPGA commissioner. He worked with the PGA Tour, headed their communications for many years. Ty is brilliant, well-connected, and just, you know, those guys are really the two people who are leading this company in a great direction. And with their relationships, we actually were able to get six LPGA Hall of Famers to invest in the company. So Beth Daniel, Meg Mallon, Kari Webb, Julie Inkster, Laura Davies, and Judy Rankin are all investors and contributors. They help us with product development. And I think I just listed out six of the greatest putters of all time.
Maybe. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and so they've helped us. And I really give Beth and Meg a ton of credit for lighting a fire under me, because I used to test them and get, you know, down on my hands and knees and say line up, and I'd put a tee against their face, we'd back up, and we were actually at an LPGA event and we were sharing the chamber putter pre-laser, and everybody, the players were all nice, mostly because of the respect they have for the legends who were involved in the company, and they were all testing the putter and they all liked it. But then we noticed that anytime Beth and Meg said, hey, do you want Vikash to put you through this visual diagnostic test? Their body language like changed. Their eyes got big. They were curious. Like, what do you mean? What is that? And they said, well, he can kind of tell you, you know, what your natural visual tendencies are, you know? And they were like, okay. So we did that. And it was really a fun week. We tested a bunch of players, gave them some really good information, and we were at dinner, and Beth and Meg said, you know, Vikash, we either got to clone you or figure out a way for you to test everybody in the country with this, because if you can do that, it's going to change the game forever. And so we went into a cave for almost 2 years and developed this putter. And it was really an interesting product development process because, you know, when we were sitting down with our team, which included Andre Schmoldes, who was a friend of mine and worked with me at Never Compromise, and Rob Lang and Travis, who work over at a great design company. Rob actually was part of the original design team at Callaway, so super great designer. And I challenged them and I said, look, guys, this is going to be unlike any development process you've done before, because it's not about physics or science. We already have that. We know this putter has a super high MOI and is robotically tested out to be as good, if not better, than anything on the market. I told him it's going to be like developing a video game. I said, because it's all about user experience. We have to make it fun, simple, informative. And that's what we try to do. I mean, is it perfect? No. And is it going to get better? Yes. But it's pretty darn good and it's really fun. So basically, the way it works is your chamber putter comes with two lasers, an indoor laser and an outdoor laser. And the reason why we have two is that we would love to have just a laser line show up on the grass, but if you're playing in the sun, it gets washed out. It's just too bright. And so what the outdoor laser does is it shoots out just a straight laser, and then we provide a target so you can kind of see where you're lined up. So that basically a board catches the laser.
Gotcha.
And you get your putter, your two lasers, and you get 10 alignment guides. And so you start out with a white guide, it's just pure white. You put on the outdoor laser, you press the button, and there's two modes for the laser. There's an intermittent mode and there's a continuous mode, which we call assessment is for the intermittent and practice is for the continuous. And so for the intermittent mode, the assessment mode, you press it, the light blinks, you line up towards your target, and the laser shoots out, and you see, oof, I'm 2 cups to the right. And you repeat this because you want to make sure it's not a fluky result. And so after a while, you're going to see a consistency with that white guide. Then you take that one out, you put in the red guide, and you see how you line that up. And you will line up one better, either the color, the red one, or the white one. Once you figure that out, you take step two, which is, do I see lines better or do I see shapes better? So let's say, Michael, you were going through the test and you found out that you lined up the red guide better. You would then have a red line and a red triangle that you would test next. And again, you repeat that process. The laser shoots, you line up, the laser shoots out, it tells you where you are, you figure out what your trend is. And then you again, you're going to line up either that red line better or that red triangle better. And then you kind of know if are you a color person? Are you a black and white person? You'll know. Are you a line person? Are you a shape person? You'll know. Now, that tells you what your natural visual tendency is, so you have a foundation to build on. But what I think is the most powerful part of this technology is the practice mode, because what we're finding with the people who have the product and who test it is it develops muscle memory for your eyes. So basically, you go out and play, before you go play, you put the laser on, you put it on the practice mode, which is a continuous laser. You line up towards your target, and it just shows you what your putter it looks like when it's lined up correctly. And it gets burnt into your mind. And it gives you such confidence. I can't even describe what's happening out there with the players who have it. And you know what's cool is that one of the things I love about technologies is that the really good ones, you don't even know what they do in completion until people have them and they use them and they teach you more about your technology. And so what we found out is people are going out, and after they figure out what their natural tendencies are, they actually, you know, don't even use the triangular target all the time. If they're in a rush, they'll go out and they'll just go on the putting green, they'll put on their laser, which takes like 2 seconds to attach, and you know, they'll turn the laser on, they'll warm up, and they'll have a target. And what they'll do is right before they hit the putt, they'll do a slight forward press, because you got to be careful that you're not changing your alignment when you do that. But if you do a slight forward press, the green dot will show up on the grass, and you can be like, oh yeah, I'm perfect. That's exactly where I thought I was lined up. And if you're not, you'll know and you can fix it. And so that's a really great way to use the technology on an ongoing basis. And that's how you maximize the benefits and really become a great alignment putter. And so, and I'll tell you another cool thing that I was floored by is I had a tour player call me and say, "Did you know your putter actually helps you read greens?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "Well, I was doing a practice round, and I lined up and I put the putter, I had a green that I couldn't figure out the break." And so I started out 12 inches left of the hole, and I put your laser on, and I did a slight forward press, and I saw that I was 12 inches left of the hole. I hit the putt, and it wasn't enough break. So she said, I dropped another ball, same location, did this, repeated the process, but this time I went out like another 6 inches, and it was too much break. So she said, I dropped a third ball, kind of figured out where I thought it was, and it was center cup. I mean, like, all golfers can't do that, but if you're playing and you don't have anybody rushing you, and your playing partners don't mind, or you're playing in a tournament and you have a practice round, I mean, it's an incredibly powerful tool to read greens. Because how many times do we ask ourselves, did I misread that, or was I misaligned? You never have to ask that question again, because you know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and you either read it or didn't read it right. So it's really fun with this technology, because the more people play with it, the more benefits we're figuring out it has. And we like to say it, the laser never lies.
This is so fascinating to me, because of the, I guess, the obvious nature of it. And a lot of this technology has been out there with lasers and different things, but the way you've applied it is so practical that it makes it almost a question of why hasn't somebody come up with it before? So I guess my question now is, how long has the product in its current level of advancement, its current rendition, how long has it been out there? And is anyone on tour using this and making money with it?
So we are a baby. Like, literally, the product was introduced to the market weeks ago. People are just, I'm sure that everybody who's listening to this, it's probably the first time they've heard about it. And
Okay.
so tour players are the same way. Like, it's exciting, because we're actually starting to get phone calls from tour players, because they're hearing about it and they want to try it. And so we are hopeful that we're going to have some tour success here very shortly. But Michael, you bring up a really good point about other lasers, and you're right. I mean, lasers aren't new; they've been out for a long time. But what we love about our laser, and I alluded to it earlier, is just the simplicity of use. These other lasers are great, and they can do the job, but they're not maybe as simple as ours, because you have to attach them to the shaft, or you can attach them to the head, but sometimes the connections aren't always stable. And so for us, it's one of the patents that we have, is that the laser literally clicks onto the back of the back cavity, and it takes you 3 seconds. And there's a magnet that holds it in place, and you can keep your laser in your pocket, like we said, and do things, pull it out when you need it if you want to check something. Like, it's really a simple approach. And I think that's one of the things that makes this product so cool, is the simplicity. It's funny, I was talking with an old friend. I won't mention his name, just because I don't want to, get him in trouble for giving us such a strong endorsement. But he's been in the golf industry for 50 years, seen everything, knows equipment as well as anybody. And he told me, he said, "What I love about your product is," he said, "it's so simple in the approach, and it's so easy to relate to." He said, "There's a lot of great products out there that give you a ton of information," he said, "but it's almost data overload, and golfers don't know what to do with that information and how it can help their game." And he said, "For your product, it's just, you're going to see one of these things better. We're going to tell you what you see better. And then once I figure that out, I'm going to reinforce it, because I'm going to see the laser all the time. So I can't ever get that far off track." And he said he loved that, and I loved it too. And we actually went deeper into it about how, sometimes people will kind of overcomplicate things and say, like, "Well, does it matter if I'm left eye dominant or right eye dominant?" And the answer is no, it's just results based. Whether you're right eye dominant or left eye dominant, you're going to pick a guide, you're going to see where you're lining it up. One of them's going to be better, one of them's going to be more consistent. And then you're just going to hammer the good and hammer the good and create that muscle memory. So it's just results based. It's bottom line.
Well, I'm just fascinated by it. And you're such a new product. Is this readily available to the public now? Can you go to a store? Can you go to your pro shop? Can you ask your pro, can you get me one of these putters, one of these systems, so that I can be as good as I can be?
Right. So our distribution strategy is it's actually not as contrarian as it used to be, but we're direct to consumer right now. You know, we're blessed to have a lot of really good relationships in the golf industry. And, you know, at some point in the future, I would expect us to be, available in the retail environment. But for right now, you know, golfers need to go to our website, thechamberputter.com. And it's cool. You can go there. We have kind of a neat video that kind of just, you know, sets the frame for the brand and how cutting edge we are. And then there's a really good instructional video that actually shows you how the ALOC system works and is a step-by-step process. And so they can learn more about it there. But, you know, the putter, it's a premium putter. We sell it for $700, which people are like, ooh, that's a lot of money. And, you know, we're not disputing that. But you're not just buying a putter. You're buying an entire system. You get a great putter. You get two lasers. You get these 10 guides. You get this backdrop. You get a, you know, get all these things. And we're telling people, look, try it. Just try it. That's all we want people to do. At Odyssey, never compromise. You know, I never worried about getting people to buy our putter. I just wanted as many people to try it as possible because I knew the technology was so good that if people tried it, they would buy it. And so our goal is to just get as many people to try this product as possible, because once they do, it's like a crutch. You can't get away from the laser. And so we have a 100% money back guarantee. Like, we tell people, buy the putter, you know, and if it does not change your alignment for the better, you just return it and you get your money back. And so basically what we're trying to do is turn everybody's, you know, home into their retail shop. They can just buy it, try it. They don't like it, send it back. But we're really confident they're going to like it, because it is an unbelievably powerful technology. And just knowing with 100% certainty that you're lined up properly it just makes the rest of your putting game so much easier.
Well, you have me sold. Give us one more time the website where people can go to see the system and purchase the putter.
Sure, it's just thechamberputter.com. And, you know, if somebody's driving and they can't write it down, just Google chamber putter and the chamber putter, and it'll pop up and you'll see it. And I think people are going to be fascinated by it. And if they try it, I know they're going to love it, because it is fun to line up properly. It's the foundation of golf. You know, we say, you know, we have some funny marketing slogans. You know, our straightforward one is see better, putt better, which we love. But we have one that we say, zero torque has zero chance if you're not lined up properly. And that's the truth. I mean, if you could put the best putting stroke on something, but if you are not online, that putt's not going in.
I just love it. Vikash, thank you so much for this time. This has been just fascinating to me. And thank you for giving us first a walk through the history of golf, through the people that you know, and through this amazing new product. And I hope that you will be able to clear some time for us later on in the season, where we can talk about the putting game, putting basics, and also how the product is doing, of course. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, no, it was totally a blast. I appreciate you helping us share our technology. And I'd love to come back. Believe me, there's a lot of funny stories I can tell you about early Odyssey and early Never Compromise when we were kind of making our way through. And those were funny times.
We'll have time. I guarantee you. We'll make time for doing that. Thank you again so much for joining us. And we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Michael.
You got it. That is Vikash Sanyal, who is the managing partner of Chamber Putter. I was just fascinated by this conversation. You'll notice by the time on your clock that went a little bit longer than we typically do one of these segments. And it's because it was so interesting to me, the names that he was mentioning. I have met or know many of those people, particularly Joe Louis Barrow. I was involved with the first tee from the first time I got into the game at the courses in Washington, D.C., and I had a chance to spend a lot of time with Joe Louis Barrow. He was an amazing, amazing person, and he does not get enough credit for what he's done and what he did with the first tee. Someday he will. But he is an amazing person. But the fact that Vikash has spent so much time with these people is so inspiring. And then to still come up with these seminal products and these putters. And the putter is the the club that will help you get better. It will help you lower your score more than any other club in the bag, guaranteed. I'm just fascinated by it. I'm encouraged by it. I'm actually just, my spirit is lifted by talking to a guy like him and his product. And I can't wait to get a chance to use it and see if it does anything for me, as hopeless as I am. But I still have hope. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. As they say in many parts of the world, that's it and that's all for this edition of the 19th hole. I'm just floating on air because of the spectacular performance of our two guests. I really want to give my thanks to Gilles Gagnon from Casa de Campo and his wonderful descriptions of the time that you can have there. The descriptions themselves are wonderful, but the experience is something else in particular. It is really a place that you have to visit. It is the number one place on anybody's bucket list, and I recommend highly that you take advantage of what they have to offer. Also, a huge, huge thank you to Vikash Sanyal from Chamber Putter. He has done so much in the game. I could write a book or two about just the people that he knows and the things that he's seen and the products that he's made available to millions of grateful golfers. And now with Chamber Putter, you're going to have another product that is going to help people do the one thing that keeps people in the game. You look at any study that's involved with the game of golf, and they will tell you the number one thing that keeps people playing is playing better. Playing better is what it's all about, okay? Whether you come into it just to see the sights or you come into it to post a score, playing better will keep you in the game. And I can't wait to see what Vikash's putter does for people in this game. And if past performance is any indicator, I'm sure it's going to be a winner. You can find this podcast and other podcasts just like it called The 19th Hole with Michael Williams on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Spotify and other places where great podcasts are domiciled. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We do it all for you. We'll be back next week with another great show. In the meantime, the birds are out and singing. Even here in Washington, D.C., the snow has melted. People are out swinging a club. So why don't you do the same? Whether you're on the course or on the range, go hit a ball. And when you do, do your very best to hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.